This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The House Judiciary Committee tables a bill that requires school boards to develop a policy for transgender individuals using school district facilities. House Bill 1296 also mandates school districts make those bathroom and locker room use policies available to the public. Proponents believe the bill keeps students and parents informed about bathroom policy so they can react accordingly. Florence Thompson is president of South Dakota Parents Involved in Education. She says this bill deals with the political agenda at play in schools. She also says school boards either hide behind a lack of policy or refuse to specify what their policy is.
This issue isn't going to go away, but I do think that we need to keep our eye on the needs of every child, not just the needs of a few children, and certainly not on a political agenda.
Opponents of the bill say schools with transgender students already have policies in play through non-discrimination laws. Libby Screen is an attorney and policy director with the South Dakota chapter of the ACLU. She says transgender students and their families feel unnecessarily singled out by this bill and that they do not see a need for it.
This bill could create chaos when experts on the ground are already managing individual situations appropriately. Forcing local school boards to prematurely pass policies could cause districts to fall out of compliance with federal law and the Constitution.
Members of the House Judiciary Committee say this is a local control issue that does not require a state statute. The bill goes to the 41st day with an 11-1 vote. The University of South Dakota's president, James Abbott, suffered a heart attack over the weekend. Abbott drove himself to the emergency room at a Vermilion hospital. A statement from the university says Abbott was then airlifted to Sioux Falls. He underwent surgery, but doctors say he should make a full recovery. This is STPB.